Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Let's look at how to use the Buffett indicator really quick. And this is a long-term valuation metric. So if you look from 1970 to right now, you can see that market to GDP is a long-term valuation indicator for stocks. Become super popular as of recent, and you can see the levels in which we've hit. So now we are at one of the highest values that we've been for the Wilshire Fire in comparison to GDP. And this is what the the algorithm, how it's designed in order to be able to get this measurement, right? So normally, and of course, 2000 was different, 2007 is different, and I think we're pushing up for a lot of different reasons. We didn't have the kind of quantitative easing now that we did, in 2000, quantitative easing was not as high as it is now. That's one of the reasons money is very cheap. Loans are very easy to come by. But what you want to read, you want to hit the all so you can see the entire data set and then see what those tops are. So people are saying because this high was broken, we should break down. Write this down. Normally we have three hard pushes on this indicator before we have a pullback. Later tonight, I'm going to reveal for the first time ever one of the cycles that I actually use to be able to predict a market crash pretty reliably. Now, when this indicator is this high, I'm not looking to add on more shares at an aggressive rate unless it's in the ideal spot. I still think you should buy every month if you're doing dollar cost averaging. If you're looking to get in at exact prices, you should then load the boat proverbially at that price when you're ready. But when we are this extended, This is the same as a top. And that's why I tell every investor and trader, like, if you can read one chart, you can read them all. You do not want to then overextend and make your first investments when we are super overextended. And a long-term 20-year macro period, and even for those people that invested in 2000, same thing. Over a 5 or 6 year period, you should be fine. But from 2000, we slid down. 2009 was the bottom. Great. And it continued to rise. If it ever gets to almost this 50% value line, or let's say 35%, and it dips below there, you then want to buy very heavy. So you can see what the mean average is here, which is mean the middle of where we should be. If we ever drop below that mean line, that is a place where you want to look to load the boat. And over a 5 year period, you want to hold for a long period of time. Now, somebody asked me an amazing question of what should we do if we hit a decade or a flat decade or a dead decade and the market isn't really moving. So the best time to prepare for what to do is when that situation is not here. The market is rising. Apple hit an all-time high this morning. Great. You have to prepare for disaster when everything is going right. So let's say we have a 10-year period when the market is just flat. This is when you would build your base. You still would want to buy every month, because what normally happens, and you'll see this when you do your homework, and I'm gonna give you an assignment to be able to find out, but every single month you want to accumulate a certain amount of shares, or year end, you need to have a certain amount of shares that you want to have under your portfolio. This is what happens, however. Markets that hit a high, people will want to buy then. But when the market is flat, and because remember a couple months ago, everyone was like, oh my God, Apple is moving so slow. Ian, give me something else. And I'm like, you get a chance to build a base here. That was when it was in the 120s. Now it's in the 140s, and everyone's like, when do you think it's going to come down? It was down a couple months ago. The same principle for that, being patient, because the entire game of making money from long-term investing is being patient, right? If you're able to do that on a monthly basis, you would be able to sit through that for a decade or a 5 or 6 year period, like we had to do with Microsoft when Ballmer was running it. And then when he was no longer CEO, the company took off to the upside. We talked about last week how Ms. Woods built the base around Tesla, and then it took off to the upside, but it was tough to sit through. So please put in chat, what is the annual amount of shares that you're looking to buy? And then if we ever hit a dead or a flat decade, you still want to be invested in the market for the long term, because when things rocket up to the upside, you don't want to say, hey, I wish I would have been invested when this was a lot cheaper. Quiz question. How often does a flat decade occur within a century? If you don't know.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want you to go look at the Dow Jones, go look at the S&P 500, and then go see, out of 100 years, how often do we have a flat rate of return for a 10-year period? I thought this graph from Visual Capitalist was amazing about the world's 100 biggest companies. And normally the signs are right in front of you. So if you want to know what companies to invest in, they're usually listed. So of course, Apple has the highest value of $2.1 trillion. But this is one most people don't talk about. This is one. Put in chat if you researched this company before, or if you've never ever heard of it. 1.9 trillion value. Then Microsoft, right? Amazon at number 4. Alphabet, Google is at number 5. Facebook is at number 6. You can go to visualcapitalist.com and see. But when you're looking internationally, so for those of you that are like, hey, which companies should I invest in? You should look at the ones that have the highest value and then look at the prices that best serve you to be able to get in. But you can see Walmart, Nike, Netflix, Disney, United Health, MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. So these are the service providers. And then we can see banking all in this bubble. And you can see certain industries dwarf others. Nvidia is over here at $331 billion worth of value, right? T-Mobile is a little bit smaller. So when you're making a comparison, You can look at a chart like this and then say, hey, these are the ones that would be best served for me to be in. And then UK Unilever, AstraZeneca, great. Those are two you can potentially invest in. Ireland, Medtronic, Accenture. So if you want international exposure, you are best looking at the companies that are the biggest in the space to have safety. But you can check this slide out in full at visualcapitalist.com. And there's always this wonder or quote of, can people beat the market? So when I came up with my formula for how to beat the market, the primary thought was, I think the best way to beat the market is by anchoring myself to it. So if I, the two indexes, if I tie myself to Dow and, S&P 500 and NASDAQ, or Dow and Russell, those will be the anchor. So if we have extreme drawdowns and we go down 50%, what people try and do is pick stocks that will outperform those on the way up. I was like, why not use, if we have pretty much a guaranteed return of 7 to 12% for an average investor, for an exceptional investor, you can probably get more. Investing has considerable risk. Please consult your advisor. It does not mean that you're able to, because I am able to. But the core of beating the market, in my opinion, in my thesis for what I've developed, is being tied to the market first. That has to be your base. Your second level then has to be an asset class which pairs with that and can go a little bit faster. And that's where the two technology companies come. And I, like I said, I love the gentleman. I really do. But once you hone in on a system, you should be able to get some solid returns from good companies that people have heard of. So like Moderna is up 271.8% in 1 year since I caught it. Kudos to the Stock Club members that got in on it. Shopify is up 260%. Since I told people about it in Stock Club April 8th of 2020. TECL, I do not recommend this to you to buy at a higher price during extreme lows or a recession or an aggressive pullback. If you have the capital and you can withstand the drawdown, it may be a place that you can enter. But TECL is up 347.6% since I called it April 8th, 2020 for Stock Club. Yes, it is possible to outperform the S&P 500, but the truth is most people do not want the workload that comes with that. But my core philosophy is the way to beat the market is to have your base tied to the market itself. Two tech, two index is designed to beat the market by investing in the market and letting the exposure do the rest for you. And even when you draw down, if tech bleeds down 75% when the market is going down 50, the drawdowns are going to be a lot slower as well, investing into the S&P 500.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.